On today's Zone Daily Podcast, the Braves miss an opportunity to clinch the National League Championship Series. Tennessee heads into a big matchup, banged up against Alabama, and Coach Dave McGinnis goes inside the mind of a play caller and an offensive lineman with Derrick Henry as his running back. Friday, October the 22nd, and it starts right now.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is the Zone Daily Podcast with Will Volin.
Every single time that the Braves have had a 3-1 lead, five times before this season, they've blown it when they've been in Atlanta. Hopefully that's going to change this weekend because the Dodgers crushed the Braves last night, forcing Atlanta to head back to home base where Game 6 will be coming up on Saturday night before a potential Game 7. Chris Taylor with three home runs. Atlanta fans will not want to be hearing that name anymore, so I'm not going to say it for the rest of this podcast. But the Braves, unlike last season, have the chance to go play in front of their home crowd, and they've got two excellent pitchers on the mound to try to carry them through it. Ian Anderson coming up Saturday. They've got Charlie Morton, the man who won the 2017 Game 7 of the World Series for the Houston Astros just a few short years ago. You've got your two horses ready and left. The Braves should still feel pretty good about their chances, especially given the fact that Max Scherzer admitted after game number three that he had a dead arm, actually after game two. So the Braves have a big opportunity here on Saturday night. Let's hope they finish it and do not be classic Braves. But at the same time, Los Angeles has had some of the similar issues in their franchise's history as Atlanta, so it should be a fun couple of games. Red Sox and Astros, Game 6 back in Houston. That one's tonight, getting you ready for a big sports weekend across Nashville and beyond. We pivot quickly to the University of Tennessee, where Hendon Hooker has been practicing this week for the Tennessee Vols. Tyon Evans, Cade and Cooper Mays, guys whose statuses are up in the air, but going into this matchup, you begin a four-week gauntlet against the three best teams in the SEC. Alabama, a bye week, Georgia, and Kentucky. Your goal for Tennessee should be to win one of those games. And obviously, the one game that is remotely winnable for this Tennessee team is Kentucky at the end of this stretch. So, how do you get to Kentucky victoriously? Well, you get there by staying healthy. Hendon Hooker should not be pushed out into this game if he is not ready and able to play. Tyon Evans is maybe a guy that you give a chance once again since he was on the fence of playing against Ole Miss last weekend. The only guy that I'm trying to get back out there is Cooper Mays because we have not seen him since the beginning of this season. He's been in and out of this lineup with injuries ever since that game against Pittsburgh. I want to see him get back in the rotation. That's the only guy I think Tennessee should maybe throw out there if they're questionable. Cade Mays, of course, a big loss for Tennessee over the weekend against Ole Miss as well. But look, this Tennessee team, they can cover the three touchdowns that Alabama's being given at home in the third Saturday in October. This team has a chance to put up some points against an Alabama defense and an Alabama team that is not a normal Alabama force. And I'll tell you what, this Alabama offense does not call plays the way it did under Lane Kiffin and Brian Dabble and Steve Sarkisian in the past. Bill O'Brien is not bringing that same level to this offense this year, despite the fact that he's got the Heisman Trophy favorite, in my opinion, in Bryce Young. Tennessee needs to give itself some confidence in the first half of this game. This is a successful performance if you can get yourself just in the football game by the end of the third quarter. It's the same thing I said when Tennessee went down to Gainesville. Texas A&M, a team that's probably about on Tennessee's level, beat this Alabama team, albeit on the road. A couple of turnovers, a couple of big mistakes by the Crimson Tide. Who knows? Maybe Tennessee can make this at least a close game for people to be watching and not turning over to other things like the Atlanta Braves in Game 6 on Saturday night. So we finally pivot to our final conversation of the week. Coach Dave McGinnis, talking with J-Mart and Ramon, takes you inside the mind of Todd Downing, who is now scheming with a hot Derrick Henry against defenses that are not equipped to stop a running back in this style of the NFL.
Teams used to be geared up to stop a Derrick Henry-like attack, the kind of offense that the Titans run, but they're not anymore. It's like you're trying to stop the three in the NBA to stop Steph Curry, and here's Shaq, and you don't know what to do with him. And that as a result of that, the Titans have bet properly because they have a back that can do this, and defenses just aren't prepared. They're not they're not what they need to be to stop him consistently.
Well, and that goes to doing what all the best organization do. You play to your strength. You play to your strength, and you stay true to your strength, and regardless of what's going on around you, and that's very true. Because most of this, when you really look at it, see, you still got the, regardless of what era you play in, you still got the same number of gaps mm-hmm. across the front, and you can still put numbers in those gaps. But what, and I think to Dan Patrick's point, and I think to the point that you're trying to make, most people don't have enough patience, nor do they have the personnel to stay with a physical run game. That's the key. They don't, you know, and if you do that, well, then defensively, unless Frazier faced it last week. Mm-hmm. He tried to play it with 7 men in the box early on, but then you started seeing Milano and Edmonds. They moved up. I said it on the broadcast. Yeah. Now they're toe to heel. You know, they're toe to heel as to where they're, you know, at the second level. Normally, you know, you're about 3.5-4 yards off. They started getting toe to heel. It wasn't that he was pulling 8 up. He was just squeezing the gaps with the people he had. And then he started rocking and rolling the safeties. So you've got to be willing. The Titans are willing mm-hmm. to play that kind of football. And so defensively, you've got to be willing to say, we're going to have to play this not only sometimes and not – we can't just – separate the score a little bit and expect them to go away from that, because the Titans are not going to go away from that, mm-hmm. you know, for two reasons. First of all, that's who you are. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. Your offensive line is geared, you know, to this, you know, even though we've got injuries, they're still geared to doing this. And the other thing that you don't go away from it for is this. Your running back, mm-hmm. he can not only pound you, he can get explosives. I mean, he can break it open with explosives. That's the difference in this running back. That's the big difference. Mm-hmm. There have been bigger backs in the league. I mean, I've coached against them that could just pound you to death, and you'd be willing to rope-a-dope and absorb those blows. But when some guy can hit you for 65 and 70 and outrun everybody you have and run 22 miles an hour, then that's different.
Yeah, it is. And we brought that up earlier, Coach Mack, by saying, look, the run game is an understanding. You might get 2. You're going to get 5. But then you might bust one a long way. Like, that's the patience of this team. And when Jason brought up that quote from Dan Patrick, I was just like, maybe the league isn't ready for that. Because what is this league right now, Coach Mack?
It's spin passing. It's spin it.
It's go. It's get down the field as quick as you can. So teams have gotten away. And I kind of correlated a little bit watching the college coach, like Lane Kiffin, go to a 3-2-6 coach. You're going to get gashed when you do that type of stuff. And the right running back against that team, they're going to lose probably the majority of the games because it's not built to stop a team that's got a good running attack.
Well, and here's Lane Kiffin's thought. And all of those guys, you see a lot of 3-2-6 now. You know, I just got through doing coach-to-coach with Doug Matthews, so I watch all the Southeastern Conference tape. But here's the philosophy of the 3-2-6, and I don't know how we got into this, but I am now because I just love talking ball, is that if they score, your offense is geared to score quick. So just give me the ball back.
Yeah.
Just get me the ball back. Yeah. Well, that's not, you know, look, as an offensive lineman in the National Football League, you tell me the mindset that the offensive line, when they know that you're going to run the football, mm-hmm. you get into a mindset to where this is what we're going to do.
Sir.
This is what we're going to do. And you tell me, I've never played offensive line in this league, but I'm sitting across from a guy that did it for 11 years at a high level. What would you rather do? Dig all of those cleats in the ground and go forward, or quick set and try to block all the different stuff they're bringing at
Coach
you?
Coach Mack, spread them out, okay? Line them up, knock them down. And look, it would be in those points of the game where we're about to run it right here. I don't care. Like, when you notice you got the advantage, and advantage is getting 2 bodies on one and getting to the second level. Most of the time, the linebacker's not going to want that. Like we said it earlier, and we had a listener laugh. He was like, that's a business decision. Yes, it is a business decision to hit the lineman and also hit Derrick Henry in the backfield.
Yeah, it's a decision you got to make early, too, because Darius Leonard found out if you're engaged with somebody else and you're like, I'm just going to peel off with one hand, that's going to end up being a highlight that you're not going to want to be a part of.
Well, and that all goes into the mindset. And plus, you know, Todd Downing – you know, is staying the course. He's got the patience to call it mm-hmm. because you've got to be able to have patience enough to call it and stay with it. Yeah. Even if the score gets separated. Now you can't let the key to it is you can't let the score get separated so far early that it takes you out of that element.
Right.
But still my point being is this: with Derrick Henry, whenever you hand him the ball, I mean, first of all, those fans in the stands, they never sat down the whole game. Mm. Never sat the whole game. But when he touches the ball, people start to get up.
Yeah.
If they're not already up, because something's getting ready to happen.
So enjoy your weekend. That will do it for our show here today. Make sure you subscribe to the Zone Daily Podcast, where we will be back at it on Monday, recapping whatever mayhem happens in the National League Championship Series, as well as the ALCS. Plus, looking ahead to what is up next, Tennessee on a bye week, the Tennessee Titans with a Halloween trip to the Indianapolis Colts. Lots to discuss. We are in the thick of the most wonderful time of year. Embrace it. Breathe in that fall air, a crisp Friday air. I'm excited for it. You should be too. And we'll talk to you Monday.